Welcome to the NLX Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Diving into Greg Dulcich, UCLA, 6'4", 243, 470, 16 bench press reps, that's 10th percentile, 34 vert, 60th percentile, 122 broad, 87th percentile. So some good explosion stuff there. 437 short shuttle, 49th percentile. 705 in the three cone drill, 71st percentile. So overall, pretty good movement ability. And you look at his the height adjusted speed score, which I really like for the tight end position as well. 104.7, 56th percentile. So really checking boxes across the board in terms of athletic testing. The story on him is interesting and I think points to questions, concerns about his development. Came into UCLA at 210 as a walk-on. Earns his way into being a top 100 pick. Puts on 30-plus pounds of muscle. That's good weight. And still has room to grow. And finds himself at basically 6'4", 243. That's plenty playable in today's NFL as a tight end, move tight end, playing some slot stuff, plays in line as well, but can play the slot. And really, the focus, I think, of his NFL trajectory is going to be a vertical wide receiver, a vertical tight end, a vertical target. Stretching the field, whether that's straight verts, whether that's posts, corners, that type of stuff, as opposed to some of the guys that do a little bit more of the shorter stuff there. So let's look at his production. 1.85 yards per team passing attempt, 91st percentile. 2.04 yards per route run, 86th percentile. 18.3% of his routes he was targeted on in his college career, 55th percentile. Again, that's a good split yards per route run, well over the targets per route run number there. That's something that I like to see. Means you're doing more than your share of the targets. That's good. You want both to be high, but that's good. 16.5% of his targets are contested. Again, that's a separation metric. 62nd percentile, so above there. 9.6 receptions per broken tackle, 41st percentile. Not a huge tackle breaker. He's going to win more before the catch than really after the catch. Max yards per route run, that is 2.44, 82nd percentile. Percentage of routes he was targeted on as a max number, 19.3%, 44th percentile. I think a couple of things are worth noting about that route run number. Their quarterback isn't very good and did a bunch of scrambling and really held back their passing offense. And that can show up in a lot of your route run numbers. And targets per route run is a good example of that. If you are losing, you'll see this with guys, Brady throws a really high amount of his dropbacks. Doesn't take a ton of sacks, doesn't do a ton of scrambling. A very high percentage of his dropbacks are attempted targeted passes. A much lower number for guys like Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts has a similar problem there. And that can really shape how we think about the numbers. When you watch Dulcich, you see a quarterback running around doing stuff that is not helpful in passing efficiency. So that's one thing I would just point to with him. I think he probably wasn't helped by his system and situation, at least for the quarterback. Overall, I liked what I saw in terms of vertical movement. I think that's something. Is he going to be snapping off whip routes? Is he going to be a good option route runner? Probably not. It's probably not where he's going to win. But stretching the field, getting involved in that sort of thing. I like, and I think his body fits more in like a big slot role than it does necessarily an inline role, or you're playing more of a move tight end and maybe a two tight end system. Then you're playing just a pure Gronkowski type down, lined up down in the passing game. The shades of Dalton Schultz is actually what PFF quoted him as, so I think that's an interesting one as well. Waldman put him in the Dawson Knox, Irv Smith, Chris Herndon spectrum of guys. So again, you think more movement type skills there. The Ringer, Dawson Knox, Kenny Galladay actually was a comp there as well. Basically a bigger version of that. So you sort of get the idea. And you get the idea of the type of body type and play style with some of those comps. Again, I think the story is interesting. 210, put on 30 pounds of muscle. That's good stuff. The Ringer, field stretching deep threat, who was one of the best tight ends in the country in creating explosive plays. We like that. Picks up yards after the catch. You can really destroy some of your pursuit angles. Those are good things, especially from an upside perspective of what he could offer. 17.6 yards per catch. That's a strong, very strong number for the tight end position. Zerline, I'm just going to include some of these because we're getting punch drunk at the end of the rookie draft cycle, and the descriptions of players is one of my favorite things about Dynasty Fantasy Football. Leggy and gradual into his turns. Long-legged, duck-footed runner who's faster than he looks. How some of these descriptions are made is a constant source of enjoyment for me. RSP is interesting. It has him basically fourth, which is right around where he's going. I think there's a cluster of guys that we could sort out in terms of some of the mock draft data. But most upside of seeking potential for a vertical seam stretcher, right? So looking for that particular skill. PFF, arguably the best feel for getting open at the tight end position in the class. So those are some things that I like to see. And there's a variety of opinions, very similar in terms of, hey, it's vertical, but can get open. And those are traits that I really like to see. What's it mean for his value? Well, when you look at the mock draft stuff, again, he's pretty close behind Trey McBride as a draft prospect in terms of his ordering of the draft. And it's not a great class. So it's not a great class overall. So I think that is where he fits in rookie drafts might be a little bit different this year. Again, he's at 72.6 as an expected draft position. That is closer to Jeremy Rucker than it is. And I guess it's right between Rucker and McBride. McBride's at 52.5. Dulcich is at 72.6. Then Rucker, Jelani Woods are basically at 98. So firmly in round three, maybe there's some upside on that. I think if you're looking at that, that's becomes something of interest in the late round two into round three of rookie drafts. We'll see how the board shapes up in terms of day two running backs, early day three injury away type candidates, Chuba Hubbard types from last year. I think that will do a great deal in terms of sorting out that range of the draft. So overall, I think he's an interesting player. part of the AOD strategy is to go volume tight end in the range of which he would be. I think what's interesting about Dulcich and a lot of these guys, and I've said this with other tight ends that we've done, we tend to be able to know after the first year whether these tight ends have upside. And so we can look at some of these things with his profile and say, all right, here's kind of what we're looking for. And then after a year, be able to come back and judge and say, hey, here's a couple metrics, yards per route run, you know, where does he rank on the curve, and get an idea of what that profile looks like, and then can adjust. We can pivot, we can move up, or we can move down, we can be more aggressive, we can, he can be a hold, what, whatever the numbers would indicate to us. I think taking late round two into round three, I think that being a tight end zone is a good, especially in premium stuff where you can get two, maybe three tight ends in your lineup where more guys are relevant. I think that's a really good way to go about building your team, especially because the reveal, the information that we have off of these guys is particularly useful at the tight end position, because it'll really tell us, hey, is this a blend or is this a standout profile? And it doesn't need to be a huge sample size either. And that really gives us a pretty good indication very early on. Hey, if this guy's efficient, if this guy's really going to do it, he's going to do it early. And that's the profile that's going to stick out. I like that as a potential investment source, understand what we are on career track wise pretty early. So again, I want that to be round three, round four of startup of NFL draft pedigree, and in round three of rookie drafts. That's kind of the range of which we're thinking. And I think that type of reveal, especially if it's wide receiver, if it's tight end two, three in the class, constantly going back to that well is a good way to just build out some depth, and then you hope to strike gold, right? You hope to strike, if you just keep doing that. I mean, I've gone back to the well in almost year after year of just taking guys in the second round. You know, I've been in on Cole Kmet, right? I've gone that route plenty in terms of a tight end in the range. We're just going to keep hammering them and just be in the volume business. And you know, we did that with Pat Freiermuth last year as well, sort of be in that business in the later part of the second round. And there's some success there, right? So that's the stuff that I really, I think is pretty interesting there with him. And as an investment profile, I am interested in investing at him at the cost. So I'd like to see him in round two. I think that's better. Remember, it's round one tier break, round two tier break, round three, four tier break. So just remember that if you're shooting for, it looks very much he's comfortably in round three, but pushing up, there's some late upward trajectory on his draft curve over grinding the mocks. And if he slides into round two, if he gets into the top 60, 55 picks, that does bump up his profile enough where it becomes interesting. And again, you go into late second round, you're going with some better quarterbacks. Think of if he were to land with Green Bay in that range or someone like that, that would be really interesting for his profile. So that's a little bit more of an extended profile on this, because I think when we get players that represent bigger takeaways for Dynasty, it's important to potentially look at them and see where they are at. So that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.